This is Mouth Media Network, your inside voice.
Welcome to Hashtag Mom's Got This. Get your mom life fix 5 days a week.
4 days a week.
4 days a week, not 5 days a week. I'm already forgetting.
Well, 5 days too.
As you guys know, I'm Michelle Park. That's Stacy laughing at me.
I'm Stacy Eagle. Together we chatted up with two boss moms.
No, together we have chatted it up with a new boss mom each week.
Many boss moms each week.
So many boss moms. But this week's, or today's episode, is going to be a little bit different.
Yes, it is going to be just me and Michelle.
Why, Stacy? We got this.
Well, we are wrapping up season one. We have interviewed over 60 plus moms and one dad, and have taped about 200 plus episodes. Yeah. And Michelle is going to London for a month this summer.
That I am.
I am traveling.
It's been shortened, but
shortened
around,
to a few months or
a few weeks. Yeah.
I am launching some very big things and traveling to Canada and Switzerland and all over. And we just need to listen to all the 60 episodes or 200 episodes.
On the plane.
And we want you to also, so that we can come back and share some more amazing boss moms and possibly some boss dads too.
Yeah. So you have a lot of stuff ahead for you, Stacey.
I have a lot. And, we always talk about, like, our moms got this moment on here.
Yeah.
And
we should share our own today, because
yes,
this is the last
that's
episode.
What I wanted to do.
Okay, what's your mom's got?
Well,
this
I
moment?
Think today's a mom's got this moment for
okay.
me, because today my nanny couldn't come in the morning, so I had to drop off Dylan with a mom friend who now is a mom friend. And, you know, if you've listened to all of our episodes, it took me a long time to understand this new relationship of mom friends. But because we had all these guests, it was so nice to hear how it all forms and how it has for me. And so they were like, yes, of course, and dropped him off. And then I went to work. And today is one of my employees' last days. And if anyone is an entrepreneur out there, and you've heard all of our entrepreneurs on here, but when you lose a staff member, you have to juggle and shift and do and rehire and this and that, and it's like, you know, from the home life to the work life. And then of course I had to come here to do our recap of our mom's got this amazing journey, and then have more meetings after this, and, you know, just keep going, but still being present as a mother and a wife and an employer and a, you know, it's a lot. It's yeah. a lot. And as I made myself, like, leave work like 10 minutes early to walk here today just to breathe. And I think that we've had a lot of incredible women on the podcast that I've learned from that have taught us that you need to take that time for yourself.
It's true.
So today is my mom's got this moment.
Well, I'm proud of you, Stacey.
Thank you.
Well, since we're talking in recent history, my mom's got this moment was probably at like 3 a.m. this morning. So Eric was traveling for work. It was me by myself. And Madeline woke up in the middle of the night, of course, and came into my room at 3 and was trying to lay on top of me because that's how she likes to fall asleep. But the baby needed to nurse. And so she was also awake. And so everyone is super awake and it's 3 a.m. And I was like, oh, why isn't there just one other person here to help me? And then I managed to, like, basically stretch my boob over to Louise's mouth and hold Madeline on my other side. And everyone was, like, on top of me at the same time. But it was cozy and it was nice. And then they just, like, fell right back asleep. And I was like, wow, like, I got this. I can do this.
That's amazing.
It's pretty nice.
That is so
benefits
nice.
Of co-sleeping, I guess.
Is Madeline co-sleeping too?
She's in her room, but usually somebody's in her room with her. So because Eric's gone, she's in her room by herself, which is why she ends up back in my room.
I'm sorry. I meant to say
Eloise is not sleeping by herself yet.
She's not. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is also, like, something that is so interesting. Our styles are completely different.
Yeah.
And I think, again, what we've learned on this podcast is that there is not one way to do something.
No. I think what has been super valuable to me from the podcast and just meeting all these moms is – first of all, realizing that no matter how you're doing things, as long as you're trying your best, things are going to end up fine. Like, everyone has had such a different journey, and they've done things in whatever way works for them. And I think as long as you follow your own intuition as a mom and, like, try to figure out what works best for your family, if you're doing it with love, your kids are going to be fine.
Do you feel that there was some guests that you took notes from in terms of, you know, even, you know, helping you with the co-sleeping or food changes or health or working out? I think we're both not working out. But
I mean, well, yeah, I am not working out.
I was trying.
Kristen?
Kristen Glosserman.
Kristen Glosserman.
Who owns
Hill Country.
Hill Country, co-founder. And then she's also a...
like a positive life coach. Yeah. So I loved having Kristen on the show. I thought she, because she has four kids, she had so much insight, because I think by the time you have four kids, you're like a super expert.
Yeah.
So all the things that I felt stressed out over, I felt like she was saying, that's not stuff to stress about. Like, just kind of take it day by day and mm-hmm. be positive in your parenting, and then things will work themselves out. And I think about it all the time, actually. I constantly think to myself, like, how can I make this a positive experience? So yesterday, I try to do a craft with Madeline every day after work. So yesterday I bought all the sand and we were going to make sand art, and I put down a towel and I remember saying to her, don't spill anything. And I still regret it right now. I put down a towel. Like, why am I worried about this?
Right.
But she got to a point where she was so scared to pour the sand because she didn't want to spill it. And I thought about what Kristen said and I was like, you know what? Like, you can spill it all over the place. That's why we have this towel. We're going to shake out the towel when we're done outside. Like, it's okay. And I saw an immediate change in the way that she was doing things. So, you know, it's just something to always keep in mind. Like,
yeah.
Like, we can't shove them into our boxes.
No, definitely not. I think that, I mean, we have had so many incredible guests, like, you know, chefs and SVPs of Macy's and the chief merchant of the NBA, Atlanta Hawks, and actors, you know, Ike Barinholtz, and our famous comedian who passed away.
Oh, yeah, Esther.
Esther.
Is there anybody that sticks out for you?
I mean, everybody. I mean, like, Steph Payne's from Led Zeppelin,
cool.
Like, how she managed it all by being on the road and breastfeeding. And I mean, she was amazing. Everybody had a different point for me that, like, I've always said, it's like my therapy on here, is that knowing that you can love something so much, which is my business, and also love being a parent, and making me feel that it's okay to do both. And I think that was my big takeaway. Like, even listening to, I loved hearing the founder of Physique 57. I mean, she's so poised and has this empire and, you know, had her three kids. And just, again, that calmness and positivity. And I think that, you know, there's just different takes that each one of our guests really gave me, from music to travel to all the tips. Like,
oh, we got a lot of tips.
I bought so much products.
Every week I bought something new.
every week. But yeah, I think that, like, even Hester Prynne, DJ Hester Prynne, her advice on, and I've probably repeated this a few times, on when you travel and leave your child behind, how do you make them feel comfortable? And she told us about that chart where you do boxes, and then the last day you draw a picture of you guys coming back. I've used that twice in my recent travels. And he loves it. He makes it a beautiful masterpiece. And I thank her every day, because I've had my mom come in when I did a business trip, and then I had my in-laws the week that time before, and they both used it.
Yeah.
So, you know, those kind of tips are like, I wouldn't have time to read a book on it.
Right.
So I'm glad that our podcast gives that to other parents. And I think that, you know, really, it's been quite beautiful.
I also think it's been great to kind of mark the development of our kids, you know, like, we've basically seen Dylan go from 3 to 4.5.
Yeah, he's 4 3/4 now.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I didn't have a baby when we started.
No, you didn't have a baby.
So,
and just to let you guys all know, Michelle and I still have not had a play date with our children. We've tried so many times.
I know.
But, like, you know, our lives are crazy. And
like, weekends, I have a birthday party literally every weekend.
I know.
It's, I don't know how we know this many kids, but it just.
It's, yeah, it's amazing. I also think, like, you know, we had single parents on the show.
Oh, yeah, that
Chase
was really
Margulies
great.
Is a beautiful story of how you can do it on your own.
Yeah.
We had divorced parents on the show. We've had wives who've lost their husbands.
We've had parents who were single parents by choice, right?
Single by choice. Some divorced and some who've lost their husbands.
Yeah,
it's really just like incredible. And also hearing like how you can start a business after you have children.
Yeah, because a lot of our moms did that.
Mm-hmm.
Just takes a little elbow grease. Yes. A lot of belief in yourself.
A lot of belief. And I feel, and also changing your career.
Yeah.
We've had that too, where you're in, you're a mom and you're 9 to 5 somewhere and working really hard, and you sort of have this epiphany that like you should be doing something else. And I think we had that with Batsheva.
Yes.
She was a lawyer.
Yeah.
And working all the time.
I get it. She like didn't want to raise her kids without having any time with them.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's, I think it just all comes back to like, you can be a mom however you want to be a mom. You know what I mean? Like find your own path and find your own way. And just do it with like gratitude and positivity.
What are things that you think like you were in awe of? Our actor from Orange Is the New Black,
Alicia.
Remember the baby came out in the sack. I never heard of that before.
Yeah, that's super special.
Yeah.
I loved Roxanne Azulin. I thought that she was like so wise and just her insights were so spot on. I can't think of the exact ones right now, but you guys should go back and listen to her episodes because I felt like I could talk to her for like the next 4 hours, you know?
It's also really cool because we've had people who, like you, have just had a second baby, a newborn, Sophie Elgort, our guest host, who had just had a, you know, her baby. And then we had parents or moms who were older in their 50s and 60s who have, you know, like you said, Roxanne was at the wedding of her son.
Yeah.
And she looked at everybody in the wedding and was like, oh, I did this. Like, I'm complete. And, you know, just those moments, hearing that for us having children so young.
Yeah, like kind of gives you a idea of what you have to look forward to, I think.
Yeah, and how everybody has embraced it. And, you know, we just had on, Abby Wallach. She was very insightful.
She was also great. Yeah. There were just like such wise people on the show.
Yes.
I wish we had more time with.
I wish we did too. Should we read off everybody we've had on?
Yeah, let's do a quick thank you to everybody.
Okay. Quick thank you to our two guest hosts. We had
Lily Hayes Kaufman.
Lily Hayes Kaufman, who's also been on.
Lily Hayes Kaufman Salzburg, I should say. Yes.
And she's been on the podcast, so you can listen to her episodes. We've had Sophie Elgort,
who has also been on the podcast.
Yes, been on the podcast and been a guest host a few times. So thank you guys for joining us this past season. So we're going to run down so you can listen to all the podcasts. They're all on all of where podcasts live. Chloe Malas from CNN, Cassandra Jones, Bianca Jamot, Sophie Elgort, Ike Barinholtz, Esther Goodhart, may she rest in peace, Nikki Chang, Tammy Shames Lakatos, Amanda Freeman, Meredith Weintraub, Denise Badeau, Steph Paynes, Tabitha St. Bernard, Grace Choi, Deb Ruffalo Ross, Paula Garces, Julie Kakis, Pamela Peckerman, Amy Serino, Lily Hayes Kaufman, Salzburg, Rachel Ten Brink, Randy Zinn, Nina Moi, Veronica Webb.
All right. And we're also sending thanks to Jennifer Miller, Joey Bartolomeo, Emily Blumenthal, Katya Libin, Jen Kapahi, Alicia Reiner, Mary Alice Stevenson, Ali Levitan, Aaron Stutland, Andrea Leventhal, Lucy Kalantari, Sulin Farrell, Marina K. DeNova, DJ Hester Prynne, one of my favorites I was not able to be here for.
Oh, she's great.
Kristen Glosserman, Carolyn Tish Blodgett, Claudine DeSola, Jennifer Manavi. Wow, we've had a lot of moms on here.
Alyssa Greenblatt, Joanna Parker. Jesus, we've had so many people. Sabina Hitchin, Liz Stern, Allison Stanton, Mia Santiago, Tracy Margulis, Megan Murphy, Roxanne Azulin, Dana Pollack, Pilar Scratch, Abby Wallach, Batsheva Hay, Dana Bloom, Autumn Herbert, Janine
Torito.
Yes. Holy cow. I just came from Chicago, so it's like Carrie. Holy cow. We just named a lot of names.
Yeah, that's a lot of moms.
A lot of moms. And I think, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm thinking of, like, who shaped what. And I've talked about this today. But, you know, how do you talk about life and death with your child? And we've had, you know, Pamela Beckerman, who lost her father, Randy Zinn as well, and how they approached that. And I remember being in that moment talking about a story, how Dylan asked about death, and being able to approach it in some way through the podcast, because I heard some of their steps or what they've done. And maybe it wasn't exactly how I approached it, but, you know, those kind of tips that we were coming, you know, leaving work, coming, and this has happened to us.
Yeah, I think it essentially gave us a way to kind of reflect on what's happening. Because I think day to day, we just like rush through life because we're so busy. We just like do. Right. And you don't get a second to think about like, oh, this happened. And so there are like memories that I feel like are landmarks in my brain because I came here and I spoke to you about it.
Right.
You
know? I think even for the guests, like they would never stop and talk about it.
Right.
So I think that like for me personally, and I believe for you as well, is that, you know, when we were sharing our stories, it was therapeutic because we're telling that day what had really happened. This was not scripted at all. And then we got insight from our guests as well in those moments of what, you know, had happened to us.
Like 10 years from now, if we go back and listen to the podcast, it'll be very fun to hear.
It will be really fun. Yeah. I'm glad we have these moments to listen. Hopefully the internet doesn't go away.
So what's next for you before we close out?
Boy Meets Girl is launching more very cool, impactful collaborations happening. And I'm also leading a cause summit panel next week. So this will be past the time you hear this, with a youth activist, Denise Badeau, one of our podcast guests, who is a plus size model and also activist, and a president of a charity, the National School Climate Center. And we're talking about cause, impact, and art, and how that all fuses together to create awareness. So it's my first time leading a panel versus being on a panel.
Oh, good for you.
And I think this podcast prepared me for being able to feel confident to do that.
Oh, that's great, Stacey.
So thank you.
So my furniture company is about to launch.
What did you say? Furniture company? Yeah, you've never talked about that on here.
I know, because it's been 2 years in the making and it was not ready yet. But it's called Jake. Jake Sofa is our Instagram. And I believe jakeishome.com is the website.
What is Jake inspired from?
We just wanted the idea that your sofa is this like hot guy in your house. He's like hanging out. All came from Nikki's brain. So Nikki, who's been on the podcast, is my partner in this endeavor. And we created a sofa that essentially is stain resistant, pet friendly, chemical free for the kids. It's super affordable. It comes in boxes that – so basically the top clicks into the bottom, which you would have to look at the website to understand. But so there's no delivery fee. And you can expand it as your home grows. So you can just add one extra segment when you're ready, or you can add the sectional piece when you're ready.
And where are you going to sell it? Just on your...
It's direct to consumer, but you can actually, you'll be able to find it in some storefronts in New York City just to look at, because all the orders have to go through the website. And then, you know, I'm going to continue to make television. I just don't know in what capacity. I think I'm kind of sick of the news thing, so we'll see where my career takes me.
This is a big deal. I don't know if you're going to have time to be on camera. Well, you can be on camera for this.
Yes, I could do that. And I think
exciting.
I think I just want to make content that's new and different. Like I've done the news thing for 15 years, so it's time to move on. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I want to be the first to purchase.
Oh, thanks,
so that
Stacey.
You could put on your wall that first dollar.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
You could put it on the internet.
I will.
Right? Instead of the wall, it's like, because it's a digital platform. I'm so excited. I really need a new couch.
It's modeled after some of the highest end sofas you've ever seen. So it looks like it's like a $20,000 sofa. And when I show you, when I tell you how much it's going to cost you, Stacey, you're going to like...
I'm so excited. I can't wait to collaborate with you.
Oh, yes. Let's get some Boy Meets Girl home on these sofas.
Yes! I've got... plush cushions. I've got deck pillows. Ooh. Throw pillows.
Yes.
I have throws. And they all of the product is donated back. A percentage of the sales is donated back to the National School Climate Bully Bus Program.
Uh-huh.
With has 2,000 schools that we're going into, or they've gone into, to combat bullying and hate. We're helping their initiative.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So thank you, Michelle. You.
Well, thank you, Stacey. And then thank you, everyone, for
thank
listening.
You, Mark, thank producer, you, Mark, our producer, Mouth Media. But also thank you, Michelle, because I remember meeting you with Baby M at Soho House talking about this podcast. And look what we've done in the past year and a half. It's so exciting. And thank you to Mouth Media for being part of our journey.
Yeah. And thank you, Stacey, because you always give 110%.
So, thank you.
Yeah. There's no one quite like Stacey in the world.
Love you, right. Michelle.
I love you, my back. Well, so we will see you guys when we are back. Whenever
yes,
that
we
is.
Will.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
We'll let you
Follow
know.
Us on Instagram. Make sure to subscribe and show us some love on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever the best podcasts are found. Our fantastic theme music was created just for us by Lily Lane and Joe Pasco. This show can only be reproduced or published with express written permission of Mouth Media Network. We are so looking forward to spending time with you guys again. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, Mom's got this.